Oh, is there evidence for the resurrection of Jesus? Okay, let me read you something real quick from the scriptures here, okay? This is out of 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Paul is writing to the church in Corinth, and some in the church there were stating that there was no resurrection from the dead. In other words, we lived this life, we lived a good life for the sake of Jesus. This is where our hope was, and when we died, we weren't going to be resurrected from the dead, okay? So Paul writes to correct them, and this is what he says in verse 12 of chapter 15. But if it is preached that Christ has been raised from the dead, how can some of you say that there is no resurrection from the dead? If there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. Do you see what Paul's saying? If you're telling me we're not going to be raised in Christ, then what you're telling me is Christ didn't raise from the dead. Because if there's no resurrection from the dead, then that includes Jesus, right? And if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith. More than that, we are then found to be false witnesses about God, for we have testified about God that he raised Christ from the dead. So Paul's saying, now you're calling me a liar. You tell me no one's raising from the dead. You're telling me, I'm telling you that Jesus is raised from the dead, and you're telling me I'm a liar. Did you catch that? Here we go. Now listen very carefully. For if the dead are not raised, then Christ has not been raised either. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. Then those who have fallen asleep in Christ are lost. Everyone that's died are lost. If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are to be pitied more than all men. You understand that Paul is saying, listen, if Jesus didn't come back from the dead, abandon ship, man. Run from this faith. Go gain as many pleasures as you can from the planet while you're alive, because when you die, you will be damned forever. Or you'll just be nothing. Good luck on either scenario. But if Jesus rose from the dead, changes everything. So, do we have any evidence that Jesus rose from the dead? I have 5 minutes to do this. This is an hour-long conversation. Let me tell you what I've got so far, all right? The authorities in Jesus' time understood that if they could eliminate the possibility of a third-day resurrection, they could eliminate the possibility of the spreading of Christianity, which was what then called the Way. And it was these people that believed that their Messiah had come. They were primarily Jewish people. They believed Jesus was their Messiah, and they knew their Old Testament extremely well. So what were they counting on? That Jesus was going to raise from the dead on the third day. Now, because that is so out of the box, many of them, when he died, were pretty devastated. And they were like, wow, our Savior is dead, because they did think he was going to take the Roman government by storm. But these guys had all heard the prophecies. The teachers of the law and the Pharisees had heard the prophecies, and they told the Roman government, I'm telling you, if somebody takes this body and hides it, we are dead in the water. We have got to stop them from doing that. So here's what they did. They took the body of Jesus. They buried it in a tomb of a rich man. They rolled a rock in front of the tomb. And when we say a rock, we're not talking about a stone. We're talking about a massive rock that takes numerous people to move. They put the rock in front of the tomb. They sealed the rock with the Roman seal, which that's just a deterrent, like a police line, except here's the deterrent. You break the seal, we kill you. Okay, so break the seal of the governor, of Caesar, you die. That is punishable by death. So that's a decent deterrent. Then, as if to say that's not enough, they posted a Roman garrison of soldiers there. These guys are bred to fight. And here's what they're told. If you run from the enemy, you die. So you can either die fighting, or you can die coming home. But you don't get to run away. It's not how it works. So you got some of the most horrid fighting machines on the planet standing in front of the tomb, and this is what they're told. Guard the tomb for a few days. In a few days, we'll come back. At the end of the third day, you can let the woman into the tomb, and they can do the body then. This was a devastating fact to the woman of that time, because usually when someone dies, you embalm them and do all that. The Roman government wouldn't even let them do that because they were afraid that if they took them off that cross and they did their work, they would somehow sneak the wrong body into the grave, and then what would happen is they'd come back 3 days later and go, unravel him and go, oh my gosh, it's not Jesus. He must be alive. and we'd have a Christian faith, a cult taking over. So they said to the ladies, you can't touch his body, can't do any of it. We're going to put him in the grave, and I'll tell you what, on the third day, you can come back and do what you need to do, because on the third day, it doesn't matter anymore. Because we can all officially say, oh, he raised on the fourth day? Good, well, then he's not your Messiah, because your prophecy says third day. So guess what happens? The woman get there on the third day to do what? Embalm the body. And they show up, and here's what they find. The rock is moved, the garrison of Roman soldiers are gone, and the seal is broken, and the tomb is empty. And by the way, through biblical processes, there's an angel hanging out saying, why are you afraid? Don't worry about it. You all knew Jesus was coming back, didn't you? Thought we made that abundantly clear. Where are the Roman soldiers? Oh, well, they ran back to the leaders and told them, we were there, and there was this really big guy, and he had a big sword, and he attacked us, and we ran. Now, I don't know that for sure, but that would be my guess. Because if an angel showed up at that rock, that's what I would do. Did you hear about the angels in the Old Testament? No garrison of Roman soldiers could handle those guys, right? So here's what history tells us. You ready? Here's what happened. 11 scared men came back after thinking about it in a room alone. They were trying to determine, should we go back to fishing or should we steal the body and pretend a religion that might grow? What do you guys think? And they decided they're going to go for the attack on the Roman soldiers. So they attacked the Roman soldiers, thwarted them away. They did some magic with a big angel thing, and the Roman soldiers got really scared and ran. Then they quickly moved the rock, broke the Roman seal, stole the body, took it away, and hid it. Then they sent their woman in and said, go embalm the body. This is what history tells us. And the woman came back and said, you're not going to believe it. He's risen. And they all went, wow, really? Wink, wink. The only problem occurs when these 11 men are asked to deny the faith or die. And every one of the 11 choose to die, every one of them. And let me just explain to you what that looks like. Sawed in two, that was one of them. Head chopped off, that was one of them. Crucified upside down, that was one of them. And upside down only because when Peter was going to get crucified, he said, I'm sorry, I'm not worthy of being crucified like Jesus. Can you do it upside down for me? Yeah. Hello. And the other 500 witnesses that saw Jesus resurrected, that saw him alive after death, that saw him raise up into the heavens and say, live for me, I'm coming back. They were all willing to give up their lives too for the sake of that truth. Without a shadow of a doubt, knowing that the Jesus they'd seen had left. So here's the deal. When you have people that believe in something because somebody else told them, that belief has a certain limit to it. Even for me today, I'll just be honest with you guys. If I actually face the reality of losing my life or my wife's life or my children's life for the sake of this thing called faith, that Jesus is alive and rose again, and that I'm going to struggle, man. Just going to be honest with you. I hope I'll be able to go ahead, kill them all. But when it's my kids, I'm going to kind of go, well, let me just reevaluate how close we are to truth here, okay? I mean, surely Jesus will forgive, right? When you are the guy that stole the body, or you are the guy that saw a living, breathing Messiah raise off the ground into heaven, that will change your decision, won't it? And if you're that guy and you die for your faith, that speaks deeply to me. That says, okay, this is a different ball game. You're not going on faith here, that sort of magical thing that you're like, I sure hope this is right. You watched him go up into the sky, and you're going, are you kidding me? Kill me. Did you not see him go up? Why would I deny my faith when I saw him go up to heaven, back from the dead? This is the Messiah. The life change in those people after Jesus came back from the dead is so extraordinary that it not only marked history during their time, but listen to this. It did exactly what the authorities feared. It took a little scrawny group of people called the Way, and changed it into the largest change in history of truth on our planet. You are sitting here today because those men and women died for their faith. You are sitting here today because they preached the gospel with such vigor and such unapologetic manner that when they were beaten for their faith, the Bible tells us they left the Sanhedrin and this is what they said: God, thank you that we were considered worthy to be beaten on your behalf. By the way, while we crawl our way out of the Sanhedrin bleeding to death, expect us to be preaching the gospel in about 35 seconds. You only do that if you have seen a risen Savior. And I place my faith on top of the faith that has a reality to it that I could never have of those men and women that died for them. Is there evidence for the resurrection? I'm scratching the surface. Yes. And men and women who have gone to prove it otherwise have often come back and gone, can you tell me more about Jesus? Because he definitely rose from the dead. If Jesus didn't rise from the dead, abandon ship. If he did, be willing to die for this story. There is evidence. Dig in and know what it is.